HBCU students. We again compressed these interactions towards the front end of the programme to enable students to begin to form connections, and we gave particularly the buddy students extremely careful training and boundaries as to what could and could not be expected of them. What have we got out of this so far? Well, so far we've had over 50 students undertaking shorter study tours in Japan. Our work with Tokyo City University means that they are also, we're working now to find work integrated learning opportunities for Australian students in Japan. So it's taken a couple of years of work. I'd say the first year was probably just trying to make it happen, trying to keep students safe, and trying to make sure that they had a good experience. I'd probably put it in that order, with safety coming definitely first. And it's now that we're really starting to find some new and really exciting ways, actually, of working further together. We have offices set up in each other's campuses, so there's the UTCU office in Mount Lawley, and we have an ECU space at Tokyo City University. So TCU students have varying English language abilities. They're aged between 18 and 20. For most of them, it's their first time away from home. Integration has always been our key challenge. That's really been the problem. We know that isolation and loneliness would impact on their success. We wanted to come up with a comprehensive program with student-to-student connections. So this is where our buddies came in. We developed on and off campus activities. We developed a volunteer program. We worked very closely, of course, with the ECU careers and leadership team, and we reviewed best practice from other institutions and organizations. Although, to be fair to ourselves, there actually aren't very many other models that you can work from at this kind of scale. We recruit our volunteers from all ECU schools, and we use a variety of mediums. They attend a three-hour compulsory training session, including their role, boundaries, confidentiality, safety, culturally appropriate practice. It was also really important for us to reassure our volunteers that they were not expected to take on a counselling or a teaching role. So we had some very firm guidelines as to how problems should be communicated, handed on, and addressed, and we have specialist staff working in that area. So we were very conscious of our students' capabilities and vulnerabilities. Thank you very much.